I'm delighted to have a panel of experts with me answering some of the world's most perplexing questions. Let's start with the Reverend Bert Swipebrow, chocolate beer specialist. Mr. Swipebrow, why do kamikaze pilots wear helmets?
Well, I suppose, sir, that it is because if they were to take a tumble out of their plane, they would incur serious injury if they were not to be helmeted.
Thank you, Mr. Swipebrow. Moving on to Dr. Richard Clout, a shredded cheese authority. How long is a piece of string?
Depends where you cut it, I suppose.
Thank you very, very much indeed. And Professor Bud Weiser, Smarties expert, why is the word abbreviation so long?
Because they couldn't think of anything shorter.
That's a good answer. I think that's what probably most people think. Moving on now to Brigadier Jeff Goldblum, writer, wizard, male Santa and Rasputin impersonator. Why is the third hand of a watch called a second hand?
I have no idea.
Thank you for your insight. Moving on to Lord Smellbane, cat behaviour consultant. Why is it that adults have difficulty with childproof bottles?
What?
Thank you very much indeed. And moving on to Annette Curtin, head of potatoes. If you're in a vehicle going the speed of light, what happens when you turn on the headlights?
It explodes.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Can you add anything to that?
Nope.
Excellent. Captain Rose Bush, ex-moonshiner. If I tell you a joke in the forest but nobody laughs, was it a joke?
Ha, 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 yes.
And lastly, Mrs. Justine Case, pork rind expert. Why doesn't Tarzan have a beard?
I think it's he does a lot of grooming in the forest. Apes are very, you know, beard conscious, and he's got a lot of good hairdresser friends.
Well, thank you for my team of experts for those wonderful insights, and thank you and goodbye.